And I'd like to introduce our final presenter, Dr. Pat Conaway, who's a senior research scientist at Essentia Institute for Rural Health in Duluth, Minnesota. She conducts research and program evaluation, and she's also the editor of the Journal of Family Social Work. And she's going to talk to us about factors contributing to increased physical activity and improved nutrition to improve wellness among rural residents. Welcome.
Hi, I'd like to first thank my team and the team. It's been a nice introduction to community-based participatory research in the ecological perspective. The team included state-level, local-level programs and several researchers from different communities put together. This was orchestrated by the State Department of Public Health in North Dakota. We have nothing to disclose. Our learning objectives is that you're able at the end of this to identify factors across the different levels of social ecology that influence physical activity and improve nutrition, and we're primarily focusing on activity. Nutrition was added into all of their physical activities, but not primarily measured. And the big question to answer at the end is, can these factors be replicated in another community? So this project was initiated by a project officer at the CDC who was speaking with the person at the State Department of Health and said, how come this small rural community is so successful in getting their community moving? It's the only community in North Dakota that has this kind of an extensive plan to change level of physical activity within the community. I'm going to introduce you to Barnes County on the Move, a program created by three organizations, including their local public health department. The hospital has a program called Young People's Healthy Heart, and the Extension Office, thanks to USDA money for nutrition education. They started this program about 15 years ago. It's now grown to about 17 partners. So far, the partners are all private or public nonprofit. They have not allowed any for-profit organizations to join, although they have allies who are for-profit organizations. The program and the evaluation both are based on the public health approach and at the ecological perspective. Their program is exceedingly diverse. They have they got an Achieve grant to change the environment, built sidewalks, created a bike path, changed policies in the community, worked with grocery stores to do nutrition classes inside the grocery stores, do wellness programs inside businesses, including the most interesting group we talked to and not typical in this community, women from where another country, English is clearly not their first language. I don't know where they came from. But they're bused in to work at a local food product producing factory. They have elementary and high school programs, and their primary driver is this network, the On the Move network. And these are the partners. They actually went to something in California, some meeting, and had their picture made together. And the snowshoes, anyone been to North Dakota? There you go. We're in North Dakota. Can't remember. Well, people might say that even if they had remembered, they might not remember where. I came from Oklahoma, moved to North Dakota a couple of times, actually. It has about 670,000 people in the whole state. This county is in the southern part of the state, so it's in the warmer part of the state. It's in the plains part where the primary industry is agriculture, hence a number of factories that produce food. There is a small university, about 1,000 students, and the hospital are the primary employers in town. They're an hour away from any larger city, so they're a central area for about six counties. The county itself has about 8,000 residents, the city about 6,000. The city is not on a plain. It's a beautiful valley. Maybe the only trees in North Dakota are in that valley. It's just gorgeous. The Cheyenne River is just exquisite. Except in May of every year when it floods, and in two of the 3 years I'm going to present data, it influenced the evaluation because it washed away part of the university and part of the downtown, and our data collection was interrupted in the process. I've talked about the many different strategies. It's a really a fascinating program, amazing collaboration, and delightful. I'm going to say women because only women have been the leaders in the coalition. I don't know if that has to do with discipline or a nutritionist, a nurse at the health department, and a health educator. The research questions is what individual, family, and community factors influence the success of the Barnes County on the Move physical activity and nutrition program. We used a case study model and a variety of data collection methods. The mixed methods allowed us to look at a variety of different perspectives. It is self-report. And someday we'll do another presentation about using community-based participatory research to do data collection in the small community where everyone knows everyone else. We use social network analysis to measure the relationships among the partners. We use that survey, actually, to collect information to help them out going forward, also asking them what they thought their needs were and some strategic planning questions so they could end up with a strategic plan after we finished the evaluation. They had already been doing annual surveys when we started. Before we actually started the project, though, the second year, they allowed us to revise their survey and make it electronic. And the third year, we slightly revised the survey again. It still was their survey. They created the questions, administered it, got the data, and then gave it to us. We conducted focus groups with kids in the schools, and they selected schools in town and schools in rural communities. And finally, currently under analysis are pre- and post-surveys with fifth graders. We have about 5 years' worth of data from fifth graders before and after a physical activity, more like a lecture kind of intervention program. They had another school project whereby schools got incentives to create activities for kids. And interestingly, the one that sustained was a school that created a preschool dance class where people come in. Every kid who comes to school early has to go to the gym. And the teachers and the janitors dance with the kids. And that program has sustained, and the kids enjoyed it. Everyone we talked with, parents, kids, and teachers, mentioned that program. I talked about the ways we collected data. I'm just going to briefly cover the outcomes so we can get to the results, so we can get to the question about can this be sustained. So if you look over here, this is Young People's Healthy Heart Program. That's really the program that has sustained, motivated, and pushed this going forward. And the biggest threat to it right now is the changing healthcare system. They've become a part of a larger healthcare network that doesn't value the prevention work. So it'll be interesting to see how they survive that challenge. And then down at the bottom is the education program through the local USDA office, and then right next to that, the health department. Those are the three organizations that have the most connections. So the question was, who do you work with, who do you partner with to do physical exercise activities? Interestingly, everybody, of course, connects to young people because the Young People's Healthy Heart Program is the fiscal agent for every grant they've received, and they've received many. But the projects vary from, for instance, up in the upper right, the Cheyenne Care Center is a nursing home. They got some grant to create physical activity programming in the nursing home as one of their projects. So they have a wide range of smaller projects. From the adult member survey, and this picture was selected, first of all, because it's adorable, but secondly, because this is an aging community. A lot of the activities were initially aimed at old women, essentially, and that's who is in this picture. And we got that feedback when we did the focus groups also, the downside of that. So the first year when they had good member survey data was in 2008, 2009, and this is really, you can join Barnes County in the Move in January, and in January in Valley City, North Dakota, the average temperature is probably about 10 below, and because they're along the what's the eastern part of North Dakota, they get more snow. So in the western part it would be drier, but there's a lot of snow and it's very cold. So they created this 10-week physical activity program where they do whatever strikes their fancy in terms of creating exercise programs, and they start early in the morning, about 5:30, and run through about 7 in the evening. And it might be at your factory, or you might want it at your program that serves people with disabilities, or they might go down to the courthouse. They have a walking program at the courthouse. And so they have a variety of locations that are donated to them for their exercise activities during the week, primarily for adults. And after some complaining about only doing things that old women liked, they've added a program called the Try It program, and they'll add 2 times of Jazzercise. And then you can come the next time and do yoga, and the next time and do Pilates, and you can see which one you like, and then you can vote for that for next year. The next 2 years were the 2 surveys that we had a little influence on, and you'll see that the number went up in the second year, but that 2010-2011 was their 100-year flood. In April, when their program ended and we had just sent out the survey. They didn't care about filling out the survey that we're here. The data collection and analysis, we used a data collection through SurveyMonkey, which is my favorite and least expensive way to collect data. And interestingly, even old people in Valley City, North Dakota are willing to fill out an electronic survey for the most part. Pretty straightforward analysis. We have used in vivo for analysis of the qualitative data. Just to give you an example, a tease of the results, people were overall consistently satisfied with the On the Move program. Summary findings from the member surveys, people said they increased their levels of physical activity. They really liked when nutrition programming accompanying it, so they would frequently bring a plate of fruit to an exercise class or a recipe to share. And even though they increased their level of physical activity, there was a lot of requests for more time, more variation in kinds of activities, and more times that they could exercise. They have the most amazing administrative assistant you ever met at the Young People's Healthy Heart Program, who manages the day-to-day stuff, Teresa, and her name came up more than anyone else is on any list, no matter who we talk to, as being a support for this. We then had an extensive focus group process with adults and kids in the community. Approximately 1 hour with adults, about 20 minutes with kids. We went into kids' classroom. For the adult groups, we had 2 facilitators and 2 recorders. I'm compulsive, and we have to both tape and type to make sure we get the notes at the end. And the sample for the focus group, you'll see the wide range. We wanted to make sure we had people who had been in On the Move from the beginning, people who had just started, people who had never participated, and then this unique program to do prevention screening at the factory with women, which was, again, a very interesting group. That particular site has not allowed them to come back in again, but they did blood pressure screening, sugar. So the primary results were that there were individual, this is going to surprise you, right, individual factors that influence participation had to do with, I'm too busy, I don't have time, I don't like exercising with other people, or I really go because my friend picks me up every time we have a great social hour. Family factors, my kids participating in On the Move at school, and they came home and told me about it, so I joined On the Move. And the barriers, of course, is I pick up my kids, I go home, I have to fix supper, and I don't have time to exercise because I'm too busy. The community factors were it's hard to get around in Valley City, hard to walk, except for the bike path, which is in one part of the town. And I heard an interesting conversation between the On the Move board members talking about a new initiative in their town to set up, require sidewalks in new areas where homes were being built, and they disagreed depending on where their home was at. But they have made some amazing changes. They changed their soft drink policy in the school. They changed their nutritional, the way they created lunches in the school. So they have made some big changes. And a number of people we talked with said, On the Move is a great program. I don't go because, and they had any number of reasons, but I go to this other place where I exercise, or I like to run on my own along the bike path. But even if they didn't participate in On the Move, they valued the activities of On the Move that were bigger and community-wide. The kid interviews, fifth graders, they were delightful. So we asked them to talk. Now, when you get 20 kids in a classroom and there's three strangers there, and you ask them about physical activity, we encourage them to talk about what they did that was successful, not what they didn't do that was not successful. But the one that stood out over and over was when someone else was exercising with them, a family member, a cousin, a dog. So thinking about that social aspect of exercise and the issue about exercising in rural communities, you just can't walk in a rural community. It's too dangerous on a road. So finding ways for a family to solve that problem. Though currently, with 5 years worth of survey of these fifth graders who participated in this education program, we've analyzed the last 2 years of the data, and this will not surprise you either. There's changes consistently in knowledge, no change in behavior, and these are self-reported behaviors. Except in soda. Their soda consumption changed dramatically at the beginning and the ending. Well, the school changed its policy and changed what they have in their soda machine. So, again, supports the ecological perspective. You have to address the whole system, but some parents, they also do parent surveys. Some of the parents said, well, I started exercising because my kids nagged me until I did. So it's an interactive. This was the model we came up with at the end. What are the characteristics of on the move from all the, this really came from the adult focus groups and then what we gleaned from the other data collection methods. To create a model to say it's a lot of factors that influence outcome. But what this doesn't capture clearly is, I think it's one person who motivated this project. She started the project, she maintains it, she's on the school board, she ran for city council, she's the person who writes the grants, she manages the grants when they get them, she's the person who presents with us when she's able to travel. She is now the same age I am, 67, and she's semi-retired. And I'm curious about what will happen to Barnes County on the move when she's not there. I'm actually working on several other projects, evaluation in tribal and rural communities in North Dakota and Minnesota, and I am struck by how many times there's one key person who seems to be the motivator. And how do you replicate that? So you can put these, and she's the one who made sure when people said, I don't like what's going on, she didn't say, well, too bad, she did something about it. When someone said, I'd bike, but I don't have a place, she went out and got a grant to build a bike path around the college. So how do you replicate that kind of a factor that influences successful rural community programs? That's why I think there's only one in North Dakota. And I have to say the person at the state office who initiated this project, who is an amazing woman, she is in the same category. We're all old and we're all going to retire. And she is the person who put up with these. She has initiated two projects for the CDC. She puts in many hours. She is paid a pitiful salary. And she puts in many hours above her daily work. And if I'm working at 6:30 on Saturday morning and I email Joyce, there's a good chance I might get an email back. How would you replicate that? There were all these different factors that came together to support Barnes County on the move and many other counties, and that's what I don't know how we replicate, is that part of it.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we have time for questions, and we already have an answer. So.
Well, I just want to say you know Joyce, but there's Deanna Askew, who's a young person there in Cobble Hill.
Yes.
And so when we have programs instituted at our public health departments locally, we need to ensure that there's mentorship from the older employees who are going to transition out and instill that passion and make sure that they're hiring the right people who can continue on that work. And that's why in California we made sure that we institutionalized in our county public health departments and got content experts.